It's a podcast. And now,
welcome back to More Garbage.
Hey, Sunday Crunchy Brunch.
What
Who's
up,
back
pal?
To brunch? Who's back to brunch with the More Garbage podcast?
Growl here.
Yeah. Who's eating those little baby chickadoos?
I love baby chickens, but I don't like brunch. You know, it's funny like that. Never did, never will.
I called Acapulco today, and I said, yo, I want a Western omelet. Hold the egg. Hold the meat. She's like, wait, you want pepper and onion omelet? I said, and American cheese, because it's not really cheese.
That's true. There's like, no real cheese.
What?
It's just oil product.
Like, comes with toast, right? Throw that on a sandwich.
That's hilarious.
I walked in to pick up my food. I was like, I'm sorry. I don't know why.
I'm that guy.
Like, she was like, whatever. It's all good.
What's wrong with you?
I had a friend that was here. I was like, wait, hold on. I got to place
no,
this
No, that's
order.
Ben. That's from Five Easy Pieces.
He was
They've
like,
seen Five Easy Pieces with Jack Nicholson, and he wants to get toast or something. And they're like, oh, we don't serve toast after afternoon. He's like, let me get a, it's like a whole famous scene. He's like, let me get a tuna sandwich, and I want you to hold the tuna. And I want you to hold the, she's like, so you want me to get a tuna sandwich, and you just want me to bring the toast? He's like, there it is.
That's what I'm on. I'm on that bullshit. I'm on that brunchy bullshit. Oh man, I did have like an official brunch last Sunday. Met up with my bro and his wife and my dad. We went to Anella.
Nice. Oh yeah, that's nice. That's always good. How is it? It's back and back, same as it was.
Same as it ever was. I told them all they needed to get either the fried chicken biscuit or the egg biscuit. They all did. They all loved it. I had the buffalo cauliflower, that was delicious. And what else that? Oh, avocado toast, which, you know, that's like a whole episode in itself, the avocado toast.
Oh yeah.
Because as soon as it came out, my brother's wife was like, glad I didn't order that. You know, because you never know, are you going to get two real pieces of bread? Are you going to get one piece of bread cut in half with like a quarter of an avocado spread between the two of them? You really don't know what kind of $14 avocado toast you're going to get.
I mean, I got to tell you, though, as a whole, I've never actually ordered avocado toast, to be honest with you.
Well, I was trying to get the healthy option, obviously the non-meat option. And God, it's just, you know, at home, it's like a piece of whatever, 7-grain toast. And then you smash the avocado on the toast and just sprinkle the everything seasoning on.
So wait, maybe are you some telling lemon. Me that the avocado toast you bought was trash?
No, it was really good. And they actually had this weird, like they cut strips of snap peas on it. So it had a little crunch and
it was
delicious. But, you know, it was like a little fifi kind of like. Like, I felt it when she said it. I was like, yeah,
yo,
no.
Food prices are going up. Inflation, dog. Like, if you want to keep that price, like, what's going to happen is we're going to start seeing restaurants try to keep those same rates because they got to be in business. And then you're going to start seeing those rates go up because they have to because food prices. Or you're going to start seeing little things come out where you're like, oh, it was like a half, like one piece of toast cut in half or like a smaller bread that they bought.
Hey.
Oh, hey. My goodness. You're an avocado
hey guys,
now.
Come on. Think of me. Think of my feelings. I have feelings. I have feelings, guys. I have a whole...
To our audio listeners, Serge has turned into an avocado.
I'm avocado face.
Actually, okay. You're avocado.
I want to do... Avocado. Oh, yeah, I am. I'm an avocado.
What if you were the hand controlling the avocado?
Oh, my God. Why does this one look like blackface? I'm just going to do this to highlight how inappropriate it is,
boy.
Not because I find it amusing. Hey, that don't look right. And why am I hopping around in this forest?
Oh, yeah, you enjoy these.
That was weird.
Should we talk about the mayor race?
This one is weird. That's weird. This one weird. Oh, hey. All right, I could do this. I could do this. You know, if Eric Adams saw me on the street like this, he'd paint me gray. He'd be like, that looks like street art, painted gray. In case you didn't know, the mayor, in his infinite
the
wisdom.
The current mayor.
Yeah, and Eric Avocado. I think that should be his new name. Whenever anyone's
talking about him, I hate him.
Eric
Adams. Oh, Jesus. This is Eric Adams. Here he is. I'm Eric Adams.
Eric Avocado. You know, he almost sounded sane during, like, all the BLM protests.
Just remember, he's one of these guys at the end of the day.
But he's just another, like, I'm
he's
a
fucking
cop,
man.
Yeah.
You know what he did, though? Okay, so, hold up 1 second. I got to get out of this to be serious. I gotta get my serious face on.
I wish this avocado would pick up a joint.
Here we go. Let's talk about him.
Oh no! Oh god! Eric Avocado.
Oh man, we've really lost it. I wonder if anybody's watching us going, "What the fuck is wrong with these dudes?" So, I was listening. New York Nico did a really good interview with them, and I was listening to it. And you know, he's pandering. Like, he's a cop. He's talking about a lot of different shit, but you listen to the candidates, and the only three people that I would believe in that have something interesting to say are Diane Morales, Art Chang, and Scott Stringer. That's it. That's really it. The rest of them are all fucking fake bullshitters, not right for the job, not realistic enough how things run, you know, versus what's ideal. Hold up. I'm going to turn this off because I need to be a roach.
I know. I made you seem even more bottom feeder-ish when I just went back to.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit, I'm a roach talking. But wait, you know? So it's like you listen to these people talking, like those are the three I feel comfortable with that understand what they're dealing with, you know, and maybe have actual fixes as opposed to ideal. Like, idealistic thought is great, but it doesn't always work. Once you start dealing with,
yo man, you start talking that broken windows bullshit. That's it. I'm like, I'm out. As a not so wise woman once said, "Tap tap goose, I'm out." But I went personal references with that one.
Yes, what a wise woman.
Tap tap goose, I'm out.
I'm all like, that's like three references in one. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I hadn't really put a lot of energy into it until recently because I tend to do that, let them all fucking work themselves out. And now I'm like, all right. And like, people were like, it's a mess. It's really a mess. You need somebody that's a New Yorker, frankly, that understands the city. And you need somebody that is a realist, is an idealist, but also is a realist. And I think that there's only three people that can actually, you know, deal with that.
You know, you want the realist? Then you better get ready for a new Cormega album.
Oh, boy.
Coming. Yup. New Cormega album coming like any second. In fact, when did he say it was coming? Big shout out to Mega out in QB. Core Mega Raw Forever.
Oh shit. There he goes.
I got what did he say? Damn. Where'd he go? There he is. Okay. He said thanks, blah blah blah. New album he just said this year. Okay. Yeah.
Did you get one of these crazy voter guides for all the shit going on?
Trying to do some visuals for the Mega album.
A word?
Coming. Yup. I can say that because I'm sure he's not listening to this podcast.
Let's make a video.
I was like, yo, send me the name of a song or a song. Send me the song or even just the name if you don't want me to have that.
So the question is that when is this? What? I mean, we can't have much worse of a mayor, so.
No, we can't. We can't have someone worse than Giuliani. He is the low bar to beat. He is the lowest bar. God, what a piece of shit. And yet, 20 years ago today, he was America's mayor. Not today, but, you know, 20 years
roughly
ago. America's mayor. That fucking
man. And it only took 20 years of history to show that he's a piece of trash.
What a
like, to the piece world. Of
garbage. Oh, my God. What a piece of garbage. God, remember how much he used to love going to Yankee Stadium? They can't stand his ass.
Well, unfortunate Mets fan.
Times have changed, non-homie.
Non-homie.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
He's the worst.
That's a piece of
absolute
shit.
Worst.
So back to brunch. Yeah, and Nella, though, not that anyone's following the rights of ownership being passed from the original owner to a new owner.
Oh, it's new ownership. So
probably going to be some tweaks. Yeah. Like, I was all excited when we were back there and I saw her because she, the owner of Anella, she's the owner, well, of the formerly known as restaurant Jimmy's Diner.
Okay. Yep.
It was the same. Same woman, same family. And they had to shut that down. I don't remember if that was a pandemic decision. It might have been. God, it's crazy how this is going on over a year already. So sense of time is like out the window.
We were when I see talking about this. This
1 year like memories.
Yeah.
When I see 1 year memories and they're like, ah, it's like some random More Garbage podcast, I'm like, holy shit.
Well,
over a year ago,
there's this time wormhole that's kind of happened, right? Like, where it's like
so weird.
And me and a few of my friends are talking about this, like, time's kind of crunched on itself, you know, like where it's the last 18 months or so have seemed unbelievably long and unbelievably short at the same time. It's institutionalism, you know, it's being institutionalized, what it is. Same concepts, right? It's kind of crazy. Because I had the same thing. I was like, oh, it's a year ago. Wait, what? Yeah, we're in that now. We're in that same fluidness of time kind of repeating on itself right now. But have we learned a year already? But now I'm an NFT experience. I wasn't an NFT experience last year. I couldn't have even been.
How about?
Oh no.
I hacked you, son.
Oh no. Oh no, I'm the Brooklyn Brunch experience. Oh no.
Oh gosh.
I'm gonna hold on to my Queen's Good Neighbor mug on that note.
So last Sunday was brunch. Then yesterday we went to go check out the new
climbing gym.
Which I should actually give them a plug and put it up because that shit was fun. I mean I'm sore today, but like that's what you want. You want to feel sore. And hold up. Let's bring that window in, shall we? I'll share my screen if I can figure out what freaking window it's in. Here we go. You see that, boy? You see that? All right. That's Vital in Brooklyn. So that's the actual rooftop, right? You can actually climb and get on top of this thing. It's dope. That place is dope. Whoa. Damn.
Where is that?
What's happening?
Yeah, climbers on me.
The Godfather Don. Thanks.
What? Where is the that gym?
Vital Climbing Gym is on Berry, right near. It's like across the street from Upstate Stock in Greenpoint, kind of like the border of Greenpoint, Williamsburg, near McCarran Park. Near McCarran Park. Bring that website back up. See if I can see if it'll play nice this time.
Does it look like this when you go in there?
Boom.
Whoa. Whoa.
Dude, it's 50,000 square feet. It's really dope. And they have a like sweet. Yeah, so you saw those garage doors opening?
Wow.
That was where the actual like workout room is. They have like a workout gym. Then they also have like you could try to walk the tightrope. They have a yoga studio. They have, yep, here you go. You could do like aerial shit. I believe it says aerial shit comes with your day pass. Day pass, $32. I believe that's from like something like 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. So it's $32. And a yoga class or one of these other classes, as long as they have space, is included in the day pass price. And you have to rent climbing shoes, which are $5. So it's basically $37 for the day with the shoes. And yo, man, it's dope. I'm not gonna front. I had a really good time there. And they have a kids section where you're like holding on to like Transformer logo, Pokemon. like they really made it fun, and there's varying levels of difficulty, and it's cool. We're definitely not doing the summer camp because that shit's expensive. But a membership at this place is about, I think it's like $125 a month. So
well, look what you get.
That is more expensive than a regular gym. But it's also like, it's just nicer. And they got, yo, the playlist was crazy. They had like 80s, Doom, what was it? What's the 411? Like throwback hip hop, golden age shit. Like we were commenting, like, damn, this playlist is kind of crazy. Like we were, like, there was time we'd be climbing, and we'd be like, oh, it was good. I'm waiting for Parlay to send me some of the footage of me getting busy because I was up there. People didn't believe.
Whose like event was it, or was it somebody just?
Nah, no event. No event. Basically, my son has to go for like a procedure on his elbow forearm, and he's going to be in a cast for about a month and a half. So we wanted to really like do something like physically active this weekend to,
yeah, man, dope,
to really get it in there. And he had a blast. We invited Scott came with his two daughters, and my son's other friend came with his dad, and yeah, it was good time. So we went and had Edwin came, and then we Jay Parlay came, and we had Joe's Pizza and Mamoon's Falafels in the park, drinking some beers. It was sweet. We, you know, went and smoked a joint right on the corner outside the gym at 4:20. Like, I was like, yo, what is this? This kind of feels nice. And then my Citizen app goes off, and I'm like, oh, someone just got carjacked like 8 blocks away. What?
Don't fall asleep out there these days.
Yo, man. I was like, yo, someone just got carjacked, broad daylight, like busy residential neighborhood. And Scott was like, perfect. I'm like, okay. I guess it is. I guess that's where you jack a car. I don't know. So pretty bananas. And, you know, this is kind of the reason why a lot of people don't use the Citizen app, even though they know of it. They're like, they just get bummed out. They're just like, damn, someone got stabbed in the neighborhood last night. Like, yo, someone got robbed. And then like you start to feel like this is happening a lot. But it's really,
it's normal.
You can't gauge.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing. Well, like, I've been watching Citizen for years now. It's like since it started. So I can tell you like that it definitely, what has happened in the course of, well, definitely the last 18 months, but 2 years, it's just changed, right? Like the type of crime has changed. And so like, and where it's happening more, it's happening everywhere. Like it was only happening in certain places and certain things, but yeah. But these days you're getting a lot of just, you can tell people are on the edge right now, right? A lot of like crimes of necessity and, you know, people getting robbed. And, you know, then there's also like the fact that there's just a little bit of a Wild West syndrome outside. And so you're getting a lot more like brazen behavior. But it's just changed. Not like, there, I mean, crime has definitely gone up. Like that's a fact. It's not like it hasn't. Definitely has. Street crime's gone up, and it's just gone up in a lot of places, but it's still New York. Still gotta watch your ass, you know. Like that hasn't changed.
What Whoa. Is that?
Oh my god, that was
hi.
Oh my goodness, Mom's spaghetti. Let's get after it.
Hey, this you my, guys. Okay, chin man. Tap the ground. What do you mean tap the ground?
What are you talking about?
Oh, I tap the ground. What are they talking about? How you tap the ground?
How about this?
Sorry, getting lost in AR land again. Ew.
It's all good. It's just fine.
Nah, I think the best ones were these at the beginning. Should have stopped while I was ahead.
Sometimes it's good too. Then you get lost and you can't get back to it and become Pizza Face.
I know, we got to have them set up in advance so we could be like, and then we had pizza in the park. It was lovely.
Like, what is going on? That's ridiculous. Okay.
Oh, I can't suck him back in. Oh, pause.
Ew.
Gross.
Oh,
chill, boy. Disgusting. Chill, Serge. Hey. What did I say?
Oh my goodness. Jeez.
You ain't right.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. Right, here we go again. For anybody like wondering what's going on in our audio cast, playing with AR filters and charges.
Nope. Oh, oops! I was unmasked. Damn.
Serge is playing with a pizza.
Everyone's gonna know that was me.
Pizza mask.
Who did that?
Oh my goodness. Who did that? Boy, he's a gorilla. He had to come in because he was showing his junk. He's like, I don't feel comfortable with that. So.
Oh jeez, this.
Act. Well, that's good. Everything's coming back to normal. I like it. Let's hope it stays that way. So nothing stupid happens. Ew, salacious crumb. What is that?
I was wondering if you were even going to notice.
That's not salacious
crumb. This one looks so much like me.
Which is very weird.
Looks like Schmeagle or
Schmeagle. It is. It's either that or salacious crumb. This dude and his you know, the AR filters are fun, you know, and you get into them, you start to
it's really hard to stop.
It's hard to stop there. It's kind of addictive. That's a good one. I like the split.
I'm comfortable with this.
All right,
because I feel like there's safety in numbers. So brunch. Last week, it was Anella. This week was Vital Climbing and Pizza in the Park. And then today was the Western Omelet, Hold the Ham and Egg with American cheese on toast. Yes, and that's the way you should order it, because then they will handle it with special care. They'll be like, all right, wait a minute. All right, let me get this straight. This guy's a dick. Got it. So what are you doing, like some TikTok challenge?
I have no idea.
Wait, how many can you do of those?
Hold up. The shit crashed.
Yeah.
My Snap camera crashed. All right, we're going back.
It sure did.
We're back to none.
Where's the one that makes me look pretty?
Hey. So you did brunch and you did climbing gym. What other things are you going to do? What's on your list of things to get back?
Well, today, they're at the beach. Anna and Max.
They're at the beach, right?
Went to Reese Beach.
Oh, Reese Park. Very nice. We're all the way up top. Okay. Very nice. Bottom, in the middle of nowhere.
So my name is not at the beach. There you go.
Not at the beach. Yep. Now, did you not want to go to the beach because we had a show?
Or
were you not about that life?
Well, I go to the beach, like, there's like a percentage of beach trips that I join along for.
I can do
probably
it.
Like 30%.
30% of beach?
The beach trips, yeah. And I wasn't really invited this time because they were getting a ride with another couple and their baby, and there wouldn't have been room for me anyway. I would have just been making it awkward. If I had wanted to go, I'd be like, but where do I sit, guys? And they're like, oh, well, we do.
What about that?
So
it's no beach. All good, not the beach.
So it's okay. It doesn't bother me at all. I'm just going to sit here shaking my nose around.
I really like the beach. Like, for like 25 minutes, I'm good on the beach. And I'm like, yeah, that's enough beach. Like, I don't want to sit in the sun that long and heat. I'm good. It's like,
Oh, this is the one you were doing before?
Yeah, weird as fuck. Makes me feel awkward.
No one wants to see me like that.
No, it's weird.
I did almost rescue a cat last night, which is very odd and out of character for me.
You know, I thought that said cum bucket.
Oh, great. Get that out of here. Thanks a lot.
I was like, oh, what does that say?
They're coming for you, Barbara.
So wait. So let me ask you a question.
Everything's fine.
So you said that... hold on 1 second.
Everything's fine. Look, you can watch the show in my glasses. Oh, look at that. Nice. Oh. Are we backwards or forwards in my glasses? I can't tell.
Yeah. It's a good question.
Look at that. Posted a new old mixtape yesterday. Because, I have tons of like these cassette tapes where I was like, all right, I'm going to mix. Let me record. Like, maybe it'll be a good one. And then, there's like one bumpy mix, or there's like one, like, one transition that you do like a little too early. So it's like, it's not a train wreck, but it's kind of like off bar, and you're just being a perfectionist, and you're like, no, I can do better than that. So I have a lot of those, and found one. And I was vibing to it, and I was like, oh, this sounds pretty good. And then, of course, like, at the end, it's like one or two kind of weak mixes, and I'm like, oh, that's why I didn't do it. But whatever. That was good. Side A, 45-minute run for the people. Threw it up on Mixcloud. threw it up on Mixcloud, and it's called the Digging in the Shoebox side.
That's not the crack tape you put up?
The crack tape is like my real like official first mixtape that I made, and like I brought to Breakbeat Science and they sold there. I remember Evan For Real was working the day I brought it there. And I came back like a week later and he was like, dude, yo, the crack tape. Bah. And he was like totally giving me props on it. And I was like, really? You liked it? And he was like, yo, watch this. And he took out a DJ Trace tape and he put it on the counter. And then he took the crack tape and he just went, poosh, and he just shot it off the table. I was like, you humble me. You humble me. Because we love DJ Trace. So I'm sure I didn't agree with his sentiment.
I didn't agree.
I was like, they like me. They like my mix. So the crack tape. So side A and side B, they're up on Mixcloud. But I put mixes up on Mixcloud, and then they're just up there. And I don't really like, you know, DJing's not like my occupation, and I'm not like actively seeking DJ gigs now. Not that I'm against it, but it's just not like my main focus. Like, I'll always be a DJ. I got thousands of records and I love mixing. But I put those mixes up and they're just there. And then once in a while, I'll be like, hey, check this out. You know, so even my friends sometimes are like, yo, man, you remember the crack tape? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's up there. It's on my Mixcloud. They're like, what? Nah, the cassette. I'm like, yeah. The crack tape is up there. The crack tape is on the webs.
It's on the interwebs. And if you want it, it's free.
Man, I love that name. That was the best mixtape name that I had. The crack tape.
We're going to put it. Where's our little, or don't we have a little thing?
Because I was like, yo, this fucking mix is on crack.
We should put our
mixes on crack, Shane.
Our ticker up that tells our story, and we can put the crack tape link.
Where is my mix cloud?
It's not clickable. Well,
give my mix cloud a little bump. Where's my mix cloud profile? Where you at? Share that.
We should really be doing our memes of the week.
Are you prepared for that?
Not on my computer, but on my phone.
Yeah, I don't think I'm prepared for all of that. Witness the day. Come on, man. How many browsers I got open here?
We'll go with this one just off the bat. Little fun. Oh.
So something went wrong. Of course it did. Because it's the crack tape, baby. Of course something went wrong.
The crack tape.
Shouldn't be doing all that.
There it is. Mixcloud, kid.
Where you at? Yeah. My lonely Mixcloud with all these mixes. Oh, here we go. The crack tape. Yeah, baby.
Sound.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This brings me back. Circa 1998. Yeah, because I was, like, collecting records and mixing before that, but I wasn't like, yo, I'm selling my mixtapes till 98. Huh. And the new one that I just put up is this one. Digging in the Shoebox. Boom. Instantly, this V graphic, that's the one that's my new magnets that I have coming.
Yeah, I like that. You're gonna need that magnet for your fridge, erase anybody's keys.
Wow. Okay.
No more.
I can't hear you. I don't know what's happening. I feel like you just got. You sound like a robot. That's not a filter. Oh, I thought you were messing with me.
No, it's not.
Wow. Yeah. This guy, you sound crazy. You sound like your shit.
Oh, no.
Just got raided like in Battlestar Galactica.
Am I better now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right. My shit got all fucked up.
That was extra weird.
All good. My headset died and then it jacked up my mic when I tried to change it up.
It was strange. It was all a dream.
That's why you were like, is everything okay? I'm like, no.
It's not. It's not. I got an ice cream cone on my head. Do I look okay? I'm high as a kite right now. Do I look okay? You think shit is sweet just because I'm hanging like a mango?
Oh, my goodness. This is how we're going to wrap up. We're going to run our last few moments here.
Oh, my goodness. Yo, I didn't go to the beach today.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Yo. Oh, my God. Video is essential for this episode. Oh, my goodness.
Video is pretty essential for this episode. I mean, it's definitely an AR experience.
Oh, my God. I think I got to save this as a favorite. I'm kind of feeling this. Oh, God. All right. Calm yourself. Calm yourself, boy. Calm.
This is my go-to favorite of just rocking.
Yeah, I like that one too. I like that one too. Yeah. Oh. All right. Let me bring it back down. Get some.
Oh my goodness. It's aggressive.
Thanks.
It's aggressive. It's aggressive.
It is 1:58 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a Sunday. We are
I was looking for memes.
On a Sunday crunch.
On a Sunday.
On a Sunday. And we are crunching. Wow, why so blue? Why so blue?
Yeah, that's how weird is the Smurf? The Smurf is so weird. Some of these things, you know, it's funny because it's all like user generated. Some of the like licensed shit is just amazingly bootleg, and I love that about it. It just kind of looks half-assed, and oh boy, it's like they took all the filters of every camera ever and put them on this. Do you think this is more popular than their actual app?
I think that people were really feeling my baloney face last time.
Yeah, the baloney face was the funniest.
And maybe I need to stick with that. Definitely not this one.
Do you know what the baloney face was?
If you keep making this face, it might stay.
Yeah, that's one of those jobs.
Oh. What's up?
That's a different one. That's really weird.
What's up?
So weird.
So like what's up? Don't get your head bust up.
Yo, oh my god!
Yo, for all you onion head, man.
Oh.
Damn, oh my onion head got bold over there.
What is that?
What did that guy say? Why is he always talking smack like that? Oh, that damn onion. He's so silly and inappropriate.
So.
You Earth people, you know, have learned nothing.
If you're listening to this on Spotify or any of Anchor FM, you really should do yourself a favor and watch this episode on YouTube.
You'll find because the rainbow,
Kermit,
connection,
the banana,
the lovers.
That's creepy.
The dreamers. Okay, cut it out, Serge.
Whoa,
cut it out, bro.
The AR experience is strong right now.
I'm just home doing some health self-care today. You know,
a little self-care.
Got my wrap on. you know, moisturizing my head. Balls.
You get your little mom spaghetti action going on.
So, yeah, I almost rescued a cat last night. Oh!
So, wait, so tell me more about this cat you almost rescued.
Boom! So, Jay Parlay was leaving yesterday, and he's like, yo, there's like a little cat meowing in the bushes. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, and there's another cat on the ledge upstairs, like crawling around on the ledge outside someone's window. And they're like meowing back and forth. And I was like, oh shit, do you think like a little baby cat like fell? Because, you know, they could fall like 5-6 stories and like walk away from it. So this was only three. And we just started an all out like, okay, so what do we do? And I'm like, okay, here, kitty, here. Come here, girl, boy. And I'm like,
so you went upstairs to the ledge?
Well, I had, first of all, I've never had a cat. I'm not a cat person. I don't know, like, what am I supposed to do? Grab the cat? I just try to talk to the cat. I try to reason with it, you know?
Not the next day.
I try to reason with it. I was like, all right, let's see. Reason.
There's no reasoning with cats. That's for fucking sure.
I took the cat, and I tried to reason with them, right?
No. There's no reason.
Okay. And then I had a bright idea. Let me go get a shoebox, right? So I got the shoebox. Then I was like, how do I get this cat inside the shoebox, right? And there was this girl walking by having like hot girl summer. And she was walking by. She was like, what are you guys doing? Oh, like, God. Oh, girl, There's a cat in the bushes, and we don't know what to do with it. And she was like, well, I'm like totally drunk, so I don't know what to do. But like, yeah, do you want me to get it for you? And I'm like, you're just going to like reach your hand in and grab the cat? And she was like, yeah, that's what you got to do. And don't worry. I know it's going to feel wrong to try to force it in the box, but that's really what you're supposed to do. And I'm sitting there like, I don't know. You're drunk. I'm high. I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know about this.
Like, am I about to take this cat back to my home right now? I've never had a cat.
And like, she decided she wanted it.
What if this is someone else's cat? Well, that's when I was like, so, are you a cat person? Do you want a cat? And she's like, I don't even have my car here right now, and I'm drunk. I'm like, I don't know what to do. We went and knocked on the neighbor's door upstairs.
You didn't knock on Doc Brown's door because he's
and he said, legal. We're going to Europe in 2 weeks, and I don't want my daughter to see this right now, because he knew he was going to get stuck with it, right? He's like, my daughter's going to see it, and then I'm going to have a problem that I have to
deal with. Yeah, you're going to have me in your house.
Problem to deal with.
And so continue.
What is this one? I don't even know what that is. I don't think I should be using.
So what happened to the cat?
I don't want to use a filter that I don't know exactly what it's representing. Okay. So I should think I should go back to Shrek.
Uh-huh.
Pretty appropriate. I don't know. So, long story short, because I know this is really fascinating, enthralling, exciting, suspenseful thriller that I'm relaying to you guys right here. To the moon! But we basically got some water. We took the shoebox halfway down the block. We opened the box with the water there. The cat looked around and knew exactly where it was running, like under some gate.
Cats that live on the other side of the gate over there.
This is not a cat desert. There's like a community of like, you know, street cats.
So you just had to save it from some peril real quick.
I don't know. It was just like, I don't know why it was in those bushes over there. I don't know. Maybe like it got separated from the homie and it was just like, oh, I've never been this planter before. Save me, baloney face, save me. So we did our best. But I guess my best wasn't good enough.
Well, you know, sometimes you need to do that. You need to save a kitten.
This means sometimes, like, oh well.
That is so weird. It
didn't work.
What a weird house you've got. Nice one. I like your little McDonald's backyard, though.
Guess that didn't work, bro. All right, I'm back. I'm back to normal. Or at least the usual me that you get. Not at the beach. Not at the beach on a Sunday afternoon. You have the not the beach experience. With FanDuel and Flubs on a Sunday. Sunday Crunch Brunch is back. What are you guys eating today? Are you having a Western omelet? Hold the egg. Hold the real cheese. Add the American and take out the ham. Put it on your toast. If you're lactose intolerant.
Lactose. I was lactose as a kid.
Yeah. If you're having brunch out there, then just keep chewing. You don't have to say anything.
Oh.
You're good. You're good. You're good.
Don't keep forget chewing. To swallow.
Hey. I am still boycotting Dutch Masters, as I said I would do. I did one was passed to me last night, and I hit it a couple of times. But it's crazy how when you don't smoke a blunt for like 3 days and then you take a hit off one, it just tastes terrible. You're not like, ah. You're like, oh, what's wrong with that thing? And it's like only the same thing that's always wrong with it. Like just you forgot. You were taking some sweet bong hits and you forgot.
We had forgotten about it.
But then I tried to roll a joint today, and I was like, yes, this is why I hate joints.
Did you forget to roll a joint?
I don't like the way they burn. I don't like the way they stick to my lip. Smoking a joint is fucking whack. I don't know. Maybe if you could just buy like a pack of perfectly rolled joints, maybe it would be different.
See, but like just like anything, once you like unlock it for yourself, it's different. Once you figure out the things you like, the papers you like, oh man, changes the game. Changes the game.
Legalize. Oh, we did. Bull.
Got nothing to talk about now. Nothing to bitch about. What you got there? Green power?
Yeah, green power, baby.
Green power. It was nice.
Because, you know, I need things in my house like properly labeled.
That's proper label. Oh, what's in there, Hulk? Okay. Mini Hulk.
It's good. Properly labeled. Oh, man. So, my friend, it is 2:10 p.m., and we have been live for
48 minutes.
Where's the timer? I lost it. I lost
48.
The oh, there
we're
it is.
At the 48 mark.
We're at the 48 minutes and 55 second mark. Basically, 6 minutes to go. And any final thoughts for you, sir?
You know, I got nothing today. I mean, everything is. I'm finishing up this crib in full. It's been crazy the transformation this place has gone on, and everything's moving forward. It seems to be the rebirth time. Everybody getting it?
The it's heat nice is definitely on.
It's super. I'm not really into the heat. I can't lie. Like I don't mind it, but it happened.
The heat is on.
It happened real fast. Physically, like all of a sudden, it's like 90. So it's a little much, but. It's nice to see. I'll say this. It's nice to see all my like event people and getting back to what they do. I think there's something real about how what this has showed everybody is how important arts and culture are for this city. I'll tell you that. The lack of it has made this place seem very because everybody's been inside. So it's nice to see it come back. Know what I'm saying?
Agree. And there yet, it is. I did see some footage, some parties that I was like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, me neither. But that had nothing to do with...
But I had a great time at the climbing gym, had a great time smoking weed on the street, had a great time riding bikes, had a great time hanging out at the park.
But for me, like, I don't think I'd want to be doing that other thing right now anyway. Not to say...
But also because we're not looking for 25? Ass.
Yeah.
We're not looking... No, it doesn't matter. At 45... When you're single, you're like, okay, well, gotta go look for some ass. Ass ain't gonna find me at home.
That's so funny.
Like, yeah, you're gonna go look for some ass where you like the music, but man.
And then there's an entire generation that's hearing that's going, you mean the internet? No, I'm not going anywhere.
No. I never did any like app dating stuff. I definitely met people on social media, but I was all wrapped up already when dating stuff came out. Yeah, swipe left, swipe right.
It's a different universe these days. So
I was like, wow, I missed all that.
Hilarious.
That seems like it would have been, you know, exciting, interesting, but I'm happy where I'm at, you know. I got a beautiful partner and a beautiful son. I hate using that word partner. I can't get used to it. I'm trying now because we spoke about it this morning. I was saying, hey, are Mike and his girlfriend, are they married? She's like, they're not married, and it's not his girlfriend. They have a child together. It's his partner. And I'm like, it just sounds like a business arrangement with my partner. Like, we have a startup together named Max. Whatever.
Yeah, imagine you could get Series B funding for him.
Partner. There's got to be a new term. It's a little more snazzy.
Make it up. Invent some shit.
It's like too neutral. You know, like, come on, man. Let's make it like a little more like there's some romance maybe involved, or like, I don't know, my partner. Like, we got a child together, but we can't be girlfriend boyfriend, but we could be partners in this venture.
Whatever, principles. Man. Visible partners.
This is like a Larry King conversation. Not Larry King. Larry David.
Larry David.
Or Seinfeld.
And Super Larry David.
Fans or something.
Well, you know, we live in a terms kind of world.
Yeah.
Enough that it's become a term situation.
I saw there's a new crypto that is going to allow people not just to make NFTs, but to have their own NFT marketplace. Kind of like Shopify allows you to have your own store.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting.
So they'll democratize actually retail NFT
more or less. Yeah, it was interesting. It's called Metaplex.
Okay.
I heard about it last night, so I just wrote that down. So that could be a cool little thing. And there is our digital asset collectibles crypto.
Our moment of cryptography. Yeah,
there you go. You got it. If you thought this was that kind of show, there you go.
You were going to miss out. You're going to miss out on crypto? Not today.
We checked it out. No.
The yeah. Crypto Crusaders at it. We're NFTing. NFTing big time.
Nah, really, crypto market, there's not much to say. There's a huge Bitcoin conference going on in Miami. I don't want to get into it because we're jumping off in like 1 minute. But, you know,
we'll pay attention. We'll talk about it on Tuesday.
Market's been like moderate. It didn't really bounce back yet from that major dip. It came up a little bit, but everyone's just kind of like waiting to see, you know, what's going to happen next. And I just stopped making moves. I just like settled down and I'm just like hodling. I'm just like, all right, let's see what happens. Not holding on for dear life.
I'm holding player.
I'm just chilling. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go do some other shit, and I'll check back with y'all in a little bit.
Hilarious.
You know, I got my ear to the news, but this is really, it's not a lot popping off right at this exact moment. We'll see what Monday brings and Tuesday, and there's a few other days in this week that will bring some things as well. See you on Hot Take Tuesday.
We'll talk to you.
Podcast, Vandal of Clubs, the Not at the Beach Experience.
That's right, Not at the Beach
Experience. All right, back to brunch, Not at the Beach, bro. Oh, look at that. No request. What's up, man? Elk Meat, you joined us late. Wait. We got to keep it to under an hour. But we got to get no requests back on with our new format and software. So we'll be hollering at you, bruh. All right, we're gonna kill some fresh elk this week, my man. Be safe out there, y'all, and go eat some brunch. The CDC says it's okay. Eat some brunch, especially if you're in Brooklyn.